the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Hey, my name's Joe, and my entire adult life, I've gone through periods of, like everyone, getting things, except I'm a bit more extreme. Like, not with the getting things, but getting to a point where I'm like, okay, this seems like I'm just collecting. Mm-hmm. Like, I forget about, you know, I'll put things here, I forget about it, and so every once in a while, once a year, many times a year, I'll take those things, put them right in front of me where I will see them every day so that I have to handle it. And right now, it's just bins of kind of like, you know, whatever, everything.
Uh-huh.
And I had been trying to get rid of a Tupperware container filled with random coins that I have been given, and then I throw them in there.
Like the American currency or from other places?
Well, this is kind of a weird thing. They were from everywhere.
Okay.
And I'm going through them, and I have this realization that, boy, there probably would have been a time in my life where it would have been easy for me to tell a American coin from a Canadian coin, mm-hmm. or a peso or whatever. But I don't look at it anymore, so I'm picking up quarters that look like Canadian money. No, this is just from Arkansas, because apparently the mint is still trying to, you know, push quarters.
That was a pretty successful foray.
Was.
Yeah,
it definitely was. But people were more in. I mean, money. Everyone used it, and it hadn't changed ever. And so, if you put something new on it, the whole world went, "Wow, look at that! It's a different thing on it." But
yeah,
at this point,
you gotta save one from every state when you come across it. Yeah.
So I realized I had to be a little bit more careful about that. I realized that Sacagawea dollars are not the only little gold dollars anymore. Did you know there's a John Adams dollar?
No, I did not.
There is.
News to me.
White guy's trying to take back.
Yeah. Give me back my money.
Yeah. Trying to take back that currency, that land, and that was a problem. And so then 2 weekends in a row, I carried a Tupperware container filled with $10 worth of coins and could not give it away to places that should take it, like arcades. The first arcade we went to 2 weeks or like a week, 2 weeks ago, free play, because we paid $40 just to get into this stupid place.
Okay. Yeah. You're like, can I give you $50? Here's random coins from around the world.
Like, really, that was my plan. I'm like, we're going to an arcade, the one place that should take it. Most of their games were shut down, and the rest were free play. Mm-hmm. Then this weekend, went back, and we went bowling on Saturday. And then they have an arcade attached to it, and it was, you go get a card. And there's a machine there. Like, you put all your money on this card, then, like a Dave & Buster's. The coin slot just shot back the coins to me.
Yeah.
I'm like, seriously, I got to walk away with this container again? And finally, yesterday, I went, I do not care. This is going to be the worst for me, but I'm going to get rid of this. And it was at a Starbucks, and it was at a busy, busy Starbucks.
Oh, no.
And so I ordered as close to $10 worth of things that I could get to. And I go, I know this is awful, but I've been trying to get rid of this for a while without using people. But here you go. And I dumped it out.
You dumped it out?
Oh,
well, I said, what do you want me to
what do you want me to do? I mean, I just brought a bunch of pennies and weird dollars.
No pennies, at least. But I go, would you like me to just dump it here? And she goes, I guess. So I did. And it took me a long time to just count it by myself, but it seemed to take a billion years longer when she was counting it, and there were no less than 18 people behind me.
God.
Did you tip well?
I tipped what was left, which was about $1.75.
Yeah. A gold Hillary Clinton dollar from Jerkball Mint.
See, that's not fair. It's real money. And
is that what you'd be saying? Is that what you'd be saying if you were one of the people behind you?
Actually, I...
Yeah,
no.
Is this what you'd be saying if I did this?
No.
If I was the one who did this?
No.
You'd go, oh, you old stupid man with your stupid change. Go to a Coinstar or something.
They take part of it. And also, I don't
You lost part of it anyway when you tipped it.
No, that's not losing it. Instead of giving Coinstar a tip for being a coin counting robot, I gave a real life person some money.
Yeah, and a pain in the ass.
And made it at least 18 people hate your guts.
See, that's
not
the thing,
that you'd care about that.
It's easier. Yeah, right?
Well, this would have been a Joe stunt at one point.
I know. Uh-huh. It was.
Take your coin bucket in.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you went. That's right. You paid in coins for your rope and your tape
and rubbers.
I just had to keep reminding myself I will never see these people again. This will be it. Well, around here, it's a little different.
You must have felt great about it if you're thinking that.
Yeah.
I didn't feel good about it. I hated every moment of it. Hated it. I tried my best to give it to anything other than a human. I did try. So,
except for the Coinstar thing Hopping's mentioned.
I don't even notice those in grocery stores anymore. Do all of them still have one? I used to notice a lot of people just dumping it all in there.
Well, I guess most people have already done it.
It seems that way.
You got to do it. You know, you can do it for free at a bank. That doesn't cost you anything.
When am I in a bank, dude? I'm in a Starbucks all the time.
I just did nearest Coinstar to me, and what it is you put it into Google, and then it just tells you all of them around you. If that happens,
that seems
come up
more
again.
Convenient than going to arcades and bowling alleys and Starbucks.
In fact, in most cases, a lot of grocery stores that have a Coinstar have a Starbucks.
Steve, I did not go to those places just to get rid of Tupperware.
It sounds like it.
I was already at those places, and they are supposed to.
Let me ask you this. Did you haul a Tupperware of coins from your home to Chicago twice?
Well, yes, I did.
Okay.
But yeah. But
much,
again,
much more convenient than just taking it to the bank.
It was because
house.
I was already going to be there.
Hold on, girlfriend. I've got to pack my coins
there
from
was
the arcade.
Well, technically she did because she had a purse.
What a joy dating an older boy.
I told her you have to take these coins because it'll fit your purse.
Yeah, why don't you get a change for
I had one, and it was a Tupperware container, and now it's gone, thank God. Now I just have to go back to Mexico, Canada, parts of Southeast Asia, and Europe to get rid of the rest.
Or a bank where they'll change those things for you.
If I am going to a bank. Who goes to banks?
I know. That's so dumb.
This text, Joe can't tell the difference between Canadian and American quarters, shakes my head. Canadian coins are ferrous, and American ones are not.
Yeah,
that's
idiot.
Sad.
Yeah. Try putting a magnet on it, dick.
My God. That was the nerdiest dumb text today. And we had two before this. We had you don't know your guns from your guns. And what was the other stupid one?
Oh, about the Jeep.
Hey, you don't know Rubicon. Your Jeep trim packages from your Jeep non-trim packages.
Now, most people probably aren't going to be able to tell ferrous from non-ferrous. What most people do, though, is just look at the front and says it's a U.S. or Canada on it.
Yeah. Most people do, just like I did.
Yeah, you don't have to chomp it with your teeth.
There would have been a time when I wouldn't have to do that. But now they look all crazy, and who deals with money anymore? Not arcades
or bowling alleys.
Yeah.
These quarters from 15 years ago look bonkers.
But you should have seen. I actually like. Oh man,
God.
I thought I was. I was.
Joe gets an Arizona quarter. He's like, state of Arizona. When did that happen?
And I was like,
what is this, a cactus?
But I mean, man, seeing that machine, I was like, oh, this is wonderful. I'm gonna get rid of this now. And then having it spit all of them out, I was like, well, maybe it just doesn't take gold dollars. Blink. What about a 50-cent piece? Blink. What about a nickel? It doesn't want it. No one wants them. Hi, Steve.
Dan of Nashville says he gets rid of his change by going to self-checkout at a grocery store and just pumps the machine full of it for hours.
No, I wish I
that would have been a better way.
It would have been.
You couldn't have insulted that young girl with a tip.
That still seems like a massive hassle. Mm-hmm. Dump them into a machine that counts them and gives you money.
Did you know at Coinstar, if you choose a gift card, they don't take a percentage at all?
No, I've never been to a Coinstar because everyone was like, these people are idiots because it is. Also, that doesn't really?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Where do they make money on that?
Do you get to
because the companies pay them to put their gift cards on.
So do you get to choose the place that you get your gift card at, or is it just
I think
the
there's
store
a selection of no I think it's a selection
or is it just
of,
a Coinstar gift card
it's Coinstar you can do it
yeah you can use it at the machine anywhere
at the Coinstar store
and then they take the money
yeah you can take it back to a Coinstar to get change.
Well, that's a hell of a deal.
Yeah.
Shame on me. I had no idea.
Nice job, stupid.
I could have been sitting on a stack of Coinstar gift cards.
Yeah, we don't have time, though.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I don't know.
I did a perfectly normal thing.
Did you?
That's how you know.
I mean, as long as you say it, then it is.
This is a normal thing that people do.
You know what? I wished when I had worked at places that where I had to take money, I actually wish I hadn't had more of those opportunities. But with my mindset now, where I would have been like, I'm just going to sit here and count this. This is killing time. Like I think if I had had that perspective or that mindset, working those jobs would have been a lot more fun.
Right. Instead of trying to be efficient.
Annoying. That was the only joy you got. That and Whippets at Starbucks.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.